The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. On this December 1st in the year of 2016, we come before your presence with singing as we embark upon our new journey of 31 days of prayer. God, we can pray and have no doubt in our minds that you hear us and that you'll answer our pleas because of your faithfulness, because of your consistency, because your mercy endures through all generations. And so we can bow down before you for 31 days to magnify the God of our salvation because we know that you are everything that we need and more. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you for another opportunity to put our faith and our hope and our trust in you, oh God, so that we may grow stronger, so that we may grow wiser, and so that we may reflect you more better each and every day of our lives. That is our endeavor, God, to let your glory shine in us, to let your image, God, be reflecting us. Oh, God, for your holiness to abide in us in the mighty name of Jesus. And day after day, as we mature in you, God, it's our desire to grow closer to you, to walk closer to you, to have more communion with you, so that we may look exactly like you, God, that we may reflect the love of God in everything that we say and everything that we do, God, that our light shine, God, that shines the goodness of Jesus and shines the glory of our Father. Thank you, God, for being so awesome. Thank you, God, for being so mighty. Thank you, God, for being so merciful. God, there is no one that's like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And as we, God, endeavor to draw near to you, God, there's nothing else more that we can do or better than we can do, oh, God, is to find ourselves in prayer. For the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. And as we enter into our season of breakthrough, God, as we walk in victory, Lord, and we continue to move forward in you, we can't achieve our breakthrough. We can't accomplish our breakthrough. We can't get that greater, higher calling without you on our side. Lord, we are nothing without you. Oh, God, we can't breathe without you. We can't move without you. We can't live without you. So we need you, God. We need you every day. We need you every day. The hour, God. We need you, God, in our lives, and we need you to be with us. That is my prayer this week, God, that we are desperately seeking more of you, God, because we are nothing without you, that we need you every moment, every minute. God, it's a hunger, and it's a thirst for more of your righteousness, God. It's a hunger, it's a thirst, God, that won't be satisfied unless you fall afresh on us, unless you fill us with your spirit, God. We need you, God, every day. That David said, please don't take your spirit away. Oh, God, because without your spirit, we are as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. God, we are nothing without you. So we submit to your will. We submit to your authority. We submit to your way, Lord. Come no more and have your way in our lives, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy on every hand, God. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast him out of the wheels, Lord. Cast him out of the way, God, as we want to be with you, God, as we meet you every single day at 7 a.m. for the next 31 days, God. We want to grow higher, God. We want to have a greater anointing. God, our fellowship with you, God, should be like none other. We want your word to be hidden in us, God, and to grow in us, Lord, and to breathe life into us. So, God, come no more and have your way. In the name of Jesus, that we may be the vessels that you desire for us to be, that we may grow stronger in you, oh God, and that we may be prepared to enter into this new season that you have in store for us that fear you. I thank you, God, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us. You have a plan for our lives, and we're not just here by happenstance. But God, as we commit to our third year in a row of praying in the new year, Lord, oh God, you have so much greater in store for us. When we launched this ministry, Lord, in 2014 with prayer, Lord, I had not seen, ear had not heard, neither had it entered into the hearts of us. Oh God, what good things you had in store for us, Lord, and blessed us tremendously, Lord, as we ended 2014 and entered into, oh God, 2015 walking in authority. God, you gave us the strength to walk high and mighty for you, God. We didn't do it by our own power. We didn't do it by our own might, but it was because of your spirit, God. Your spirit, oh God, breathed life into our ministry, Lord, and has blessed us continuously. And then, Lord, as we ended 2015 and entered into 2016, I'm thankful, Lord, that you allowed me to move forward and you allowed the ministry to move forward. No longer will we allow those things in our past to stop us from going higher in you. No longer will we allow sin and waste to easily beset us and stop us from running the race that you have set before us. No longer will we find ourselves content, Lord, but we found ourselves pressing towards you a higher calling, a higher mark, a greater anointing in you, God. And I feel so much better, Lord, because I know that you're going to take me higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus, because that's the type of God you are, Lord. You don't allow allow things to sit there and die. But as long as we submit to you, as long as we yield to your will, God, you come in, God, and you breathe life into us, and we continue to grow. As long as we are connected to the vine, Lord, we will continue to grow. As long as we allow you to take the wheel, Lord, we'll continue to grow. As long as we submit to your authority and submit to your will, no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. The devil can do everything he may want to do, but it just takes us higher. Every trial takes us around higher and higher, God. Every difficulty, every tribulation, God, won't be able to overtake us. It'll just take us higher and higher in you. And I'm happy, God, that I know that I'm victorious. I'm victorious in everything because I serve the God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. That's the type of God that we serve. And so, God, I pray that you will anoint us for this season. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint our heads with oil. God, allow our cups to run over even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. That's the least that we can do, is to present these bodies for your uses, for the master's hand, that we can present our bodies for your uses, Lord, that men's lives will be changed, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, that you can use us as vessels of honor and not add and throw us away as vessels of dishonor. God, thank you, Lord, today. Because that's just the least that I can do. Oh, God, to be holy and acceptable. So touch us even now, Lord, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, and anoint us for this very moment, for this very day, and this very time, God, in the name of Jesus. At the end of these days, Lord, oh, Lord, I don't want to be the same, God, but I want to have a greater anointing, Lord, even now, Lord. So empty me out, God, of everything that's unlike you. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. Go through us like a fine-tooth comb, Lord, and take out every impurity, take out every issue, take out everything that's unlike you, and put us in the refining fire even the more, God. Oh, God, let your fire burn in us now, God, not to consume us, but to make us whole, God, to make us acceptable, to make us holy before you, God, that we may come before your throne of grace on a daily basis, and that our worship won't stink in our nostrils. But our worship, our praise, our adoration, God, would come before you as a sweet-smelling savor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you. We adore you, God. We magnify you this day. And we thank you for this opportunity to take another journey with you. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. For though we may walk through different valleys of shadows of death, though we may walk through different situations, we don't have to fear, but every day with you is sweeter than the day before, because you promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. Thank you, God. Touch our minds even now. Cast the devil out of the minds of your people, Lord, because the devil is a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But, Lord, you came that we might have life and life more abundantly. So breathe abundant life in us, Lord, today. Help us to live in you. Transform our minds, Lord, because our minds are off sometimes because we don't understand that you have been so good to us. Your mercies are new every single morning because you have been a faithful and a great God. Thank you, God, for being consistent. Thank you, God, for being merciful. Thank you, God, for showering down favor. Thank you, God, for being a loving God. Thank you, God, for being everything that you are. Let our attitude of gratitude, God, spring up down in our souls, well up in our souls, Lord, that when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done, Lord, we can't help but to cry out, hallelujah. We can't help but to magnify you. We can't help but to thank you because you've done so many great and wonderful and marvelous things. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. We submit to your will. Not our will, God, but let thine will be done. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen. Our scripture this morning, our focus this morning is submission to God in our 31 days of prayer. The scripture reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. I would encourage you to go visit our website at www.praisecenterkojic.org. Click on that victory banner that's on our homepage to participate in our 31 days of prayer, to read the rest of the focus, the thought of the day, which we will have every single day. So tune in, join us for this wonderful ride of 31 days of prayer as God takes us higher in victory and takes us into our season of breakthrough. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you.